kabisa.
Welcome guys to yet another episode or live session,
yes,
of Conversations Monday Night Live. And as we normally say, this is the ultimate segment to drive out
your Monday
blues, eh? And sasa leo tumeingia, now before tuongee about anything,
yes,
we have a new channel,
yes,
kama kawa tunasema sisi ni Conversations watu kazi,
yeah.
Tumekuja kikazi
kikazi,
eh?
Tumekuja na kitu kizito,
tumekuja na ngumi mpya
inaitwaje inaitwaje ngumi mpya na inatoka wapi?
Ya tutaongea kuhusu hiyo baadaye.
Yes, but channel inaitwa Conversation Row.
Conversations Row, the link is in the description. Pale hivyo ukiangalia utaona link pale juu.
Yes.
Tafadhali let's go and subscribe to the new channel.
Definitely.
So wasi wameuliza sana.
Yes.
Yesterday got this questions from Instagram.
Yes.
What happened to the old channel?
Yes, which old channel?
This one, the Conversations main channel.
But it's here.
It is here. I think that's the question. That's the
yes,
answer.
Yes.
The main channel, Conversations, is still up and running.
Definitely.
But we had told you before we closed the year.
Yes.
That we needed to, you know, create another channel.
Yes.
To bring you specifically the Driven series.
Yes.
To bring you Restoration series.
Yes.
And also try and show you what we do
in our daily day service.
Yes.
Tukitoka pale nje tukifanya nini?
Pre-purchase inspections.
Yes.
Sourcing za magari, the car buying process. Sasa si in theory, hapa mnaiona?
Practical.
Practical. Mm. So that is why we have a new channel. Also, yes, kwa hii channel, tutakuwa tunaleta builds za watu.
Definitely.
Performance cars, mtaweza kuziona kwa the other channel.
Basically, this is an enthusiast channel.
It's an enthusiast channel.
Yes.
Hii iko hapa Conversations main channel,
yes,
is still for people who want to learn about cars.
Definitely, definitely, yeah, definitely.
Sasa Ibrasi, before tuanze hili gumzo,
yes,
tupatiane ma big up kwa wale wase wameingia.
Definitely.
Wahenga walinena mapema ndio best. Mapema ndio best.
Mtu wa kwanza pala naitua Tyson Ochola.
Tyson Ochola.
Anaingianga mapema.
Anaingianga mapema sana.
Tyson Ochola ndani kabisa. Kuna mtu anaitwa Eminix from Eldoret.
Yo,
ako ndani.
Ako che barbar.
Ian Mutoka. Unajua jina yake ya pili ni
hiyo ni gari. Ian Mutoka.
Ako hapo live. Robert Katina ako pale on board. Steven Mwangi. It's just Bonnie achelewi.
It's just Bonnie. You ingia. He never disappoints.
Mapema na maza maswali kabisa.
Unaona Kipngetich, Rono anasema baada ya 10 a.m. kanisa ni kesha ya man.
Freshi, maridadi.
Maridadi tena pose kabisa. We have Kevin Tugi from Embu.
Yes.
Alafu Kevin Ndoro.
Wanasema washiriko
wamewasili. Limuru, kuna watu wanasikia baridi lakini wana watch Conversations Monday Night Live.
Victor Koech anasema ako India.
India.
Habibi. Yeah, ako locked maze. Robert Kariga ndani
kabisa.
Colin Stogoch from Eldoret tena pale ndani. Monica Murithi, ongezeni light. Light iko fit, ongeza brightness ya simu yako tu kidogo.
Lakini Ibrani mweusi. So at least mimi mnaniona vizuri.
Msianze kuchoma. Don't be like that.
Ndakas ndio nini?
Ndakas.
Sadama anasema tuko Ndakas.
Si sasa. Wewe
mbugu Ndakas ni ndani?
Ndani. Huyo ndo ndano. Mtatuchanua
bwana.
Jackson Oriedo Otindo anasema tuko ndani. Samuel Otieno ndani kabisa.
Kuna Jasmine KE anasema ako tuned from Kutus Kirinyaga.
Yes.
Hao ndio wale wanafanyanga. Wanasema ngaje mbugu. Yaani wale wasiwasema ngabai.
Maulid Ali anasema hata mimi niko ndani bra. Very fantastic.
Na wase washaingia. Now I can see we are quite a big number.
Yes.
But before watu waendele, tafadhali nyinyi waseme ingia sahi. And then pale kwa ile link iko pale juu.
Yes.
And subscribe to Conversations Row. Na video ya kwanza ina drop on Wednesday. Mbuku utachezea watu trailer? haina shida, haina shida, haina shida.
No problem.
But
no
kuna
problem.
Kuna vitu vizito vizito zina
yes,
come through.
Definitely.
On conversations row.
Yes.
But do not forget, do not even think that we are going to go slow on the content on the main channel.
No, no, no.
Main
no.
channel,
because we are going to dial up.
We are going to dial up. It has just started.
Yes.
So if you thought imefika mwisho.
Ukundo flex. Kwanza tunatafuta 200,000 subs.
200,000 subs.
So keep on subscribing. Make 2023 our year. Tuko tu 80,000 subs kufikisha 200.
Yeah, by
kama tulikula 121. Okay. 80,000 ni kitu ya kuambia wajama?
80,000 ni kidogo sana.
Watu, watu wa kuchezea?
Ni watu kazi bana.
Ikiwa wataingia hapa kwa hii kitu naitwa Super Chat. Na waweke hapa 1,050 saa hii saa hivi tunaongea. Una video utacheza na watu.
Let's talk about today's topic.
Yes, let's go direct into it Wakabi.
The car ownership journey.
Yes.
Losing money. Wase huku inje wana... You know, there is a saying that unanyoroshwa kama ulikuja Nairobi last week but one.
Definitely.
Yeah, you know, the car industry and there is that fear.
Yes.
Every first time car owner has that fear ya kuoshwa.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think at some point ukabi kwa life lazima. Ukikuja Nairobi unasamanga lazima uko introduced to Nairobi.
Lazima uingie jiji.
Mimi nikikwambia story yangu uko introduced to Nairobi utacheka, I'll tell you the story sometime later. But definitely today we are talking about the things that people fear most.
Yes.
Na hiyo ni kugongwa. And we have two part series on this one. So we are doing buying the car today.
This is part one.
And then part two tunafanya
maintenance.
Yeah. So that mjue ni wapi pesa zenyu
zinapotea. And it's very unfortunate because each and every day,
yes,
so many guys are losing money.
Yes.
But there is a problem.
Yes.
You remember when we went to Mombasa and we did two episodes in Mombasa?
Yes.
Guys can still watch them. Zila za Toyota Pro Box. And things not to do when you're buying a car in Mombasa.
That's true.
You know, Kenyans do not listen. Na niliwaambia kiherehere ndio one of the the biggest ways in which Kenyans are losing money.
Yes.
The other way is being egocentric.
Yes.
Unaenda unapatiwa deal moja murua, you just go crazy. Hata sitaki kushare na Ibra so that he does not benefit. I want to benefit alone.
Hey, leo una tick boxes bro.
You see?
Na kujifanya wewe unajua sana.
Unajua sana, You do not listen.
Yeah, we've seen guys who've lost some good amount of money Wakabi by pretending to be the macho man, and you know, we know this bro. I've been owning cars since 1925, so I know how to get myself around a car. Hate how you.
Aujui.
Understand? Unagongo kama mtu mdogo. So let's get into it Wakabi. Let's get to the first stage. As a car buyer, I'm thinking of buying a car. The first easy option enye nimeambiwa sana kila mahali kwa mtandao, kila mahali, you know, the car opinionated guys will always tell you importing is cheaper. Import your own car, Wakabi. If you want to save money, import your own car. How am I going to lose money when I'm importing a car?
Number one.
Yes.
And I want to tell guys this. Kindly note that importing a car is not always cheaper. Haya, tuanze na the basics. Acha tusianze na kugongwa. We start with the stupid mistakes that Kenyans make when they are buying cars.
Yes.
So, unaenda pale kwa site fulani Japan.
Yes.
You see a very cheap car.
Mm-hmm.
Na ukiangalia the other cars, it is slightly cheaper.
Yes.
But because you do not want to ask questions,
mm-hmm.
you choose that car.
Definitely.
So, whenever you buy a car from Japan, it's subjected to inspection.
Yes.
So what happens? Gari unalipia, inapelekwa inspection. Kupelekwa inspection, gari inaanguka.
Aha,
so it cannot, IPT inspection, meaning it's a bad grade.
Yes.
It's a car that, you know, it's not in very good condition.
Mm.
So what do the dealers tell you?
Pesa.
They do not refund you.
Yes.
They tell you top up tukupatie
gari nyingine.
Gari nyingine. Mm. So isn't that losing money?
You've lost money, definitely.
You have lost
not gotten value. Kwa sababu gari ngine utapewa hata ujui ni gari gani. Because when you're looking for a car, Wakabi, you have a budget.
You have a budget.
So the choice of the first car you made was arrived at best with the money that you have. So the moment unapoteza ile gari ama inspection IPT, and then you go back to the dealer and akwambia, now I have, you know the way the dealers do.
Exactly.
I have
they're the same everywhere.
But it is a bit more expensive than the one
we had seen.
It means you need to cough up more cash.
That is one way.
That's number one.
The second way.
Before you go the second way, Wakabi, why Mbona is the guy has pit inspection? So there are two ways we had discussed before, I know, but I need you just to do a refresh on it. So are you buying it through an auction or you're buying it directly from NSLA in Japan or whatever?
First of all,
yes.
What Kenyans need to know, not everybody can buy the cars through an auction. hiyo auction ya Japan, you can just you cannot go there as Ibrahim today and start bidding.
Okay.
They are, people have accounts, they have credentials and such things. Eh? And you have to put up some money for you to start bidding. So number one, you can get a car on the auction and get it for a very good price, but it fails to pass inspection. Secondly, you can go to a Japanese site. We have so many these days. And still select a car and it still ends up not passing through inspection. Because those cars that are on those sites, most of them, like 90%, have not gone through inspection.
So ukisema ina Japanese site, wacha nifanye wa Kenya understand. Ni kama tu jiji ya Japan.
Jiji ya Japan, exactly.
Ama hizo ma sites zingine za kuuza magari.
Magari.
So pia Japan wako nazo. So that even the Japanese market, the domestic market, also depends on those sites to buy their own cars for consumption. The only unique aspect with ours is you bank that car for export so that you ship it to Kenya now.
Yes.
So it has to go through a specific procedure for it to be clear to get here.
Exactly.
Apo tuko chonjo okabi.
Apo tumesikizana. Way number two is very obvious. Kunyoroshwa. Waja tu, iyo kunyoroshwa ndaa niweke kando.
Yes.
Let's go to another thing.
Yes.
Bado
kwa importation.
Importation. And it's very, very stupid.
Yes.
So you go see a car. You're green. Yes. Kuna chali hapo wa IT kwa ofisi yenyu anaitangwa mato. Ama mbugwa. You see these IT guys.
Mjanja.
Ni mjanja mjanja. Mbibu by the way tunaweza kuimportia gari. So this your IT guy at your office does not know the good month, bad month scenario. So yule mnaenda mnapata gari ni cheap, anaingia pale inaitangwa import duty calculator.
Yes.
Anapiga hesabu. You know those things, most of them are not accurate.
Yes.
Kupigia hesabu unaona hii gari lenye na bei freshi sana. Haya, you buy the car and pay CIF. The car is shipped. Assuming, for instance, right now we are importing 2016 vehicles.
Yes.
In fact, right now is a very bad time to import a 2016 vehicle because the threshold of being good month is only month of first registration is only January. So, in fact, the month of first registration is very important when it comes to duty. So, if you import a car today whose month of first registration is March, meaning utalipia hiyo gari duty ya 2017.
March of 2016.
Yes.
No, March of 2023.
Yes. The first registration uko Japan.
Okay.
It's a car that was registered in March 2016.
Okay, 2016.
So, since it comes, itafika hapa January, utalipa duty ya 2017.
So it's ahead of time.
Yeah, so that is what is called good month, bad month. Okay. So the ultimate good month vehicle would be a car whose first month of registration would be January.
So kama sahi mostly to import za January.
Sasa kupata ya January sasa ni kazi.
Okay.
Because you have to be very specific.
Yes.
Kupata gari first month of registration was January.
Okay. So without guidance, me not knowing good months, bad month, mi nimeingia pale nimepata gari 2016, whether imerejistiwa March, April,
December.
Whatever, ama December, mi nawekelea kitu, gari na come. So what happens when the car gets here?
So ukifika pale mnapatana na watu wanaitwa Kenya Revenue Authority. Wanakutandika na bill.
Yes.
Unaanza kushindwa hii bill, mbona kuna 100k tofauti?
Yes.
Unaambiwa my friend, bad month.
Interesting stuff.
So you see you have already lost. And you see this good month, bad month thing, sometimes it can go to very large extents. Ndio maana unapata wase, you import a car and you're unable to clear the car.
Tuambie if you are unable to clear the car. There's this thing again Kere calls rent arrears,
damage. It reaches a point when it does not even make sense to clear the car.
You're right.
Unasema wacha ikue auction.
So now let me go through the steps Okabi. I've taken an opportunity to import a car.
Yes.
I've made a mistake on the good month. I've brought in a car that is in a bad month. I had a budget of 1.5. Gari imefika pale, it requires me to pay 2 million.
Ama 1.6 or 1.7.
Ama 1.7. Wacha tuikuwe fair, 1.7. Sina hii 200. Si kwa nimeplania kuspend an extra 200. So now, the value here is the 200 that I'm going to spend either extra and the psychological damage enye hiyo kitu kwa zita nifanya. Because by the time nalipa hii 200, trust nikuwa tumesubuwa na kere.
I love you know, depending on which CFS your vehicle is.
Definitely, that another aspect again.
Unaweza pata, kuna wenye wanapatia wase 21 days. kuna wase wanapatia wase 14 days.
Yes.
So ukue tena umepelekewa CFS mbaya. Ile ya kupatiana 14 days.
$20 a day.
Exactly.
$20, that's close to 2,000 and something.
So you'll find this Mato IT guy at your office does not even know who it's CFS to take the... How are you rates the CFS? Okay. How are you rates the... You see?
Interesting.
And it's very unfortunate that this is something that is really affecting ladies.
Yeah. Yeah. Niko na best yangu kwa ofisi anajua ku import gari.
Mato IT.
Mm.
Ai. Ai.
Character developer number 1.
Na ndio huyo. I love you know that is why sometimes yes. you listen to people and you hear mtu amekwambia they landed at Toyota Fielder here for 1.8 million. Unaanza kushindwa how?
Exactly.
It does happen.
Yes. That is true.
It will happen to you.
Very, very correct. Way number 3, Okabi.
Way number 3, sasa ni...
It talks about UK and Singapore.
UK and Singapore.
Uh-huh.
Japan might spare you. In fact, importing a car from Japan is very forgiving.
Yes.
However, importing a car from a place called the UK or Singapore is an extreme sport. Now, let me give you a very interesting story.
Yes.
Kwanza, to deal na UK.
Mm-hmm.
Kwanza.
Mm-hmm.
There is a person,
yes,
a very experienced fellow in import. In fact, he's an importer.
Yes.
So at some point he decided, and he's very popular. Maybe most people know him,
yes,
but we are not going to mention names.
Yeah.
So this guy decides, I have worked very hard.
Mm.
I have some money. Let me reward myself by buying a Range Rover.
Aha.
From the UK.
Yes. Kwanza za UK zinakuanga maridadi hapo nje.
Baridi.
Safi sana.
Sasa jamaa,
yes,
ameenda pale amenunua TDV6. Safi sana autobiography. Sema leta hiyo gari. No, that one was a Vogue. Leta hiyo gari.
Yes.
So we were in a working relationship.
Yes.
So akaniambia nataka hii gari. You order. Mimi we had ordered, but sasa mimi when the documents were sent,
yes,
nikiangalia hii gari, the chassis number,
yes,
plus the chassis number of what was ordered,
mm-hmm,
is different. That time the vehicle is in the high seas.
Mm-hmm.
So I tried to tell the guy, hey Buddha, things happen, you know. You how many years have you imported cars? Me, I've imported cars for more than 15 years. Wewe wacha
ile era ya documents.
Era ya documents.
Wacha mchuma ifike.
Haya, mchuma ikafika Nairobi. Ikafika Mombasani.
Yes.
Haya, mchuma umefika Mombasani.
Mm-hmm.
Ndio huyo shipping agent ame make phone call ya kuconfirm mchuma umefika.
Yes.
Lakini sasa mchuma ulifika akaambia hebu ingia WhatsApp kidogo. Mchuma hauwezi jitoa kwa meli.
Aya.
We.
Range Rover.
Range Rover.
Hata kujisongesha kutoka kwa container iwezi.
Hiyo kwanza haikuwa kwa container, ilikuwa kwa roro, ile roll on roll off. So the car it is starting. But iko na reduced engine performance.
Uh-huh.
Air suspension kubloom.
Imelala.
Imelala.
Na anytime unasikia Range Rover suspension imelala.
Now, the car was moved. We had to organize how it's going to be moved from the port to the CFS.
Yes.
Haya, the vehicle was cleared.
Uh-huh.
But it had to be carried.
From Mombasa to Nairobi.
Uh-huh. Kuja Nairobi, gari kaanza kufanyiwa ukarabati.
Mm-hmm.
Inafanyiwa leo inakuwa poa, kesho inaharibika. Trust me, within 2 months, mm-hmm, that vehicle had a bill of more than 1.2 million.
Hey!
Yo gari ilikuwa mbovu kabisa.
Hey!
And guess what? Even after spending 1.2 million on that unit,
yes,
hadi wa leo,
he has never
driven it. It is parked. What changed turbo, did an overhaul on the suspension, sijui akanunua nini.
What a waste.
And mind you, this is somebody who has imported cars for a very long time.
Talk about experience. Lakini character development.
Character development.
Na butua wanaishi. Butua. Same WhatsApp
group. Kwanza butua na unanga umeenda pale umeonda gari UK.
Yeah, anasema.
Anasema, basi.
Mwacha songe.
Mwacha songe. Butua anasikia gari imeingizwa kwa meli.
Ah. Butu hata anakula ugali na mayai.
Butu anaanza kula ugali. Butu anasikia gari inafika Mombasa.
Eh.
Anaenda gym.
Anaingia gym sasa.
Anaingia gym.
Kwanza anakunywa zile proteins.
Baa,
zile zijaze masiguembe na muscles. Anainua tu mawe.
Butoa anangoja clearing agent akupigia simu.
Eh, bado anakula tease. Sasa hako final touches.
Butoa ukichukua tu hiyo simu. Butoa anakupiga.
Eh. Unakutana na Kofi ana kwa ana. Uso kwa uso.
Hiyo sasa ndio sugunyo.
Hiyo ndio sugunyo. Kutoka Ukraine.
Ukraine. Kwenye mlipuko wa mabomu.
Ah.
So anyway, UK, you have to be very careful. You can get a good car, but mostly,
yes,
if you're not careful, you'll get, utapata bomb.
UK na Singapore.
Na Singapore. Singapore, their story is different. You know, I always tell guys, when it comes to importing from Singapore,
yes,
you can either get a very good car,
yes,
or get a heap of junk.
That is true. That is true.
Singapore in a gray areas, it's either you're getting a good car,
yes,
or a bad one.
So now what you're saying, Wakabi, to be factual and open about it, is if you are a new importer, if you do not have an agent in UK or Singapore, if you do not have somebody to go and confirm the status and the quality of the car, you are losing your money.
You're losing your money, asubuhi.
How? Kwa sababu, mimi kama niko UK, na niko na ngumi ya sungunyo, in terms of a Range Rover Vogue, na nimeona kuna mkenya wa Afrika, mshenzi, mwenye anataka kununua sungunyo. Si natuma butu anampiga. Na muzia kuni.
Unajua sasa butu anakuanga mtu kazi.
Yes. Mtu kazi naye anafurika. So now,
yeah,
we've talked about three ways when you decide to go importation that you might actually lose your money. Turudi nyumbani Wakabi. Bado kuna ingine?
Kuna ingine moja.
Aya.
Nakwambia importation butoa.
Eh.
Haya, there is also this thing,
yes,
and we remember last time when we were talking about importing cars,
yes, whether yes, ways import, of buying your car.
Ways of buying your car.
Yes.
We gave two scenarios.
Yes.
We told guys, you know, whenever you're buying a car,
yes,
from a Japanese site,
yes,
please make sure they have an office in Nairobi locally.
Yes.
And go to the office, mm-hmm, and confirm, is this your stock?
Mm-hmm.
Sababu kuna majamaa pale, vijana wa Juja, by the way.
Ni vijana wa Juja ama kutoka hapa chini hapa inaitwa J-Town hii, walipata jamaa mnono round mudumuluasi. Huyu mwa alikuwa nakula pesa ya watu. Anaitwa J-Town kijana huyu. Mukale hapa chini huyu. Anaitwa J-Town. E-Town inaitwa J-Town.
Kwa hitu wapi huku bana?
E-Town bugua, unaijua E-Town hii, wamepata jamaa mudumuluasi. Huyu jamaa amekula pesa ya watu. Endelea Wakabi.
So, yes, vijana wa Juja pale wanaenda wana clone site.
Yes. Tuseme kama site ya Beforeward.
Beforeward. We unaona ni Beforeward. Lakini you cannot tell unless you read the URL.
And most people do not have the expertise to differentiate that this is a fake URL and this is the right URL.
Exactly. Because most genuine sites za Japan zinakuwa na URL ile ya .jp.
Yes.
So unaenda unapata Beforeward.com.
Wamesema hao jamaa wanaitwa wanatoka Muloti.
Oh, Muloti.
Fantastic, fantastic. Come summit. How about you, Mulot? To do a buy. Hi! Hi! So now, actually, Wakabi, what happens with the technicality of cloning the site?
Yes.
So there's what we call Google AdWords. It's a free site. You can advertise for free. So what they do is they clone the site and then they put an ad on it. So when you search for cars,
you see it. Pop.
It comes first.
You see cars for sale in Japan.
Pop. Inakuja pale ya kwanza. And then you hit on it. And then you are into the clone. You're not in the real
site. So unaangalia, ukiangalia hadi orientation ya before.
Yes.
Unaenda pale, una select kigari,
mm-hmm,
una chat na mtu.
WhatsApp. Kwanza unakonga namba za WhatsApp.
WhatsApp. Una chat
hapo. English iko broken pale. You pay now. If you don't pay now, car go. Unasema, acha nilipe jamani. Usiuze gari yangu.
Unalipa. The moment you pay, they even send you a confirmation.
Yes.
Wanakutumia confirmation.
Kwanza wanakutumianga invoice kwanza.
Invoice.
Mm. Na unit kila kitu
details. Na by the way ukiangalia hiyo hizo unit,
yes,
ni gari, it's a legit car.
Wame download zile documents zote ziko Beforeward, kila kitu paka na description.
Wameweka pale.
Wanakutumia baba, unaiona hivyo unasema bas. before ndo najifanya ni wajanja wanauza hii gari $5,000, mi naipata hapa na $399.
Hata unajua now what happens now, you we unaenda unalipa.
Yes.
The moment unaenda tu kufanya hiyo EFT,
uh-huh,
buto wako kazi.
Buto anakula gym.
Buto anakula gym. Sasa hii ngumi nyingine inaitangwa ndoige.
Ndoige. Ndoige ni mbaya. Ndoige ni ngumi ya kupinda.
Ndoige inatoka Qatar.
Inakata kona.
Inakata kona.
Hata ukijificha hivi inakuja.
Inakupata. Na iachi mtu salama. So ukifanya tu EFT, ndoige ndio hiyo.
Yuko jamaa wako na ujinga.
Ukijafanya EFT, ndoige ndio hiyo. Pa! That is when the site... And inapotea.
I'll tell you for a fact, Okapi, there are no dangerous scammers in this world that are heartless. Na wako na madharao kama wa Chinese na watu kutoka Japan. Wakikuibia. Tena wakufichi. You go do anything you want. Go. Na wana kupiga WhatsApp. Na wana kublock. Najua kuna kitu inauma kama kupigwa block kabla ya reply. Unajua block. Block ina kwa vizuri mtu akupiga kama umereply amesoma. Lakini ukipigwa block kama
And then you see,
yes,
because of jurisdiction,
yes,
there is nothing much that you can do. And you know, there is even I was speaking to one of the guys from Japan, and he was telling me there is even a fraud unit because those cases have become so common. And guess what?
Yes.
Unasema wewe una deal na mtu uko Japan na msia ko Juja.
But I've seen it. I've seen, so there's this thing called phone rerouting, where there are apps where I can actually call through an app. It can pick a phone number from Hong Kong and then come directly to your phone. Na niko tu hapa Juja. Niko tu hapa
Mulot.
Office, hapa Mulot. And then I can actually, they only need a Chinese guy who is broke to speak to you.
Exactly.
Hey, on the split, wanafanya split shit ya do.
And there are also people who can mimic the accents.
You're right.
Alafu, you know, most guys who are selling cars in Japan,
yes,
actually most of them are Pakistani.
Yes.
You know, that's the other thing. So, Makamau wameenda hadi Japan. Like Yongo. So, the moment you pay, the site goes kaput.
Yeah.
So if you think of importing a car, mm-hmm, na wachana na mato wa iti,
yes,
tafadhali, mm-hmm, go to the site,
mm-hmm,
then go to the, most of them akina Autocom, before DSBT, mm-hmm, Enhance Auto, all of them have offices in Nairobi.
I think Okapi, what they need to do, kuliko waende hiyo mambo yote, I think one, they need to consult.
They need to consult.
One thing, e-consultation is expensive, but you're planning to buy... I've never understood Kenyans. You're planning to buy a car worth 1 million and you're not willing to pay $1,000 for consultation.
For consultation.
Getting the right information, getting the right websites, getting the right people to import with.
Yes.
You understand? It's just a call. Mbona wa Kenya tunakonga hivi lakini, bro?
Nataka
niwalete ndoige.
Ndoige.
Sasa... Sasa
kuna mtu anaitwa nani? Anaitwa Robert Gashie Kiari.
Yes,
yes. But hey guys, we are going to get your questions very soon.
Yes.
Robert Gashie anasema, "Hello guys, you promote a loyal viewer by doing the next Conversations Monday Night Live episode in our executive apartments.
Where are they?
Where are they, bana Robert? Sikuwezi kwa Mulot."
So do you need us to pick few questions before we get to the second
yes.
bit?
So Robert, yes. You know our number.
Mm.
Tafadhali just do a what is it called?
A text
on our number, WhatsApp yes. text 0700-088-111. Sawa sawa. Haya. So chukua maswali kadhaa.
Maswali tuchukue. Tuanze na jamaa anaitwa Anonymous Team. Huyu achelewangi huyu jamaa.
Achelewangi bana.
Wewe kwanza uko na magari gapi wewe team? Magari zako engine block cracks, what causes them and should you just replace the slim engine or the whole engine even though gari yenyewe inaenda long distance with the coolant leaks?
See,
we talked about
this. I don't know my teams tuliongea kuhusu hii maneno. But anyway, just to touch on it,
yes.
Most cracks are caused by either inaitangwa heat shock.
Yes.
Sometimes it's as a result of too much pressure on the block.
Yes.
So, pia wearing out. Unajua, there are so many causes that can cause cracks.
Yes.
Na ukiweka cracks, slim engine bado itasolve. Juu.
Yeah.
Slim or complete, slim si ni block.
Yeah,
ni block. Actually ni head na block.
Na block. Bila anything else.
Bila hizi vitu zingine za juu. Ikona hardy piston. So,
yes.
You can just do a slim engine.
That is true.
Mambo ya kuchomelea wachana nayo.
Wachana nayo. Charles, do you recommend an E350 from Japan?
An E350 from the Japan? Yes. Na zinauzangwa na watu wanaitwa Yanase.
Yes. Very, so, very fantastic.
Japan mostly utakuwa unaona zimeandikwa Yanase.
Danny Majana anasema hapo kwa good month, bad month, naona wengi tumelala darasani kama hizo suspensions za Singapore. Simurudie kidogo tu tafadhali.
Haya. In a layman's language.
Yes.
Good month ni nini?
Mm-hmm.
Tuko mwezi wa... Okay, let me start. Let's niende system.
So tuko 2016.
Tuko 2016.
What is a good month car to buy in 2016 now?
So if you're buying, and that is all you always told, it's a good idea to import a car in October, November,
mm-hmm.
and not of a bit of that year,
yes.
than getting importing a car from either January or Feb. February, eh? Because if you import a car in January or Feb, mm-hmm. sisa hii tuko January.
Yes.
Most of them zitakuwa bad month.
Kwa sababu zitakuwa na, na month of registration ya mbele.
Yeah, either January or Feb. And you see now, you do not have a wide variety
to choose from.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is a good month will be limited to either January
or Feb.
Or Feb.
Yes.
Ndo ulipe tax kidogo.
Kidogo.
Lakini mwezi kipita hapo, you are going into bad month.
Exactly. Kama sasa ununue gari, kuna kitu, ukiangalia pale, hata ukienda kwa hizo sites za Japan.
Yes.
Kuna kuanga na year of manufacture,
yes.
na month of first registration.
Ah, awesome.
So if the month of first registration right now is January, yes. on that particular car.
That is a fantastic.
That is a good month.
Uh-huh.
If the month of first registration is April.
Right now.
That's only a bad month. And you see now, bad month, yes. hii gari ya 2016, mm-hmm. utalipia duty ya?
2017. Kwa sababu system ya KRA haijaupdate ama nini? Sielewi
maneno ya Kenya ni ngumu bana.
Mambo ya Kenya tuachie wa Kenya.
Eh, mambo ya Kenya ni ngumu.
So nafikiri hapo jamaa ameipata. Yes. Kuna jamaa anaitwa Isaac Tiang anaona from Tangakona. Tuko ndani Tangakona sasa.
Tangakona ni wapi?
Ni pale namba leo kipanda ukienda Busia kwa kona fulani hapo.
Oh, okay.
Tangakona.
Okay.
Wanauza nyama ya nguruwe safi sana pale.
Mm-hmm.
Usiniulize najua aje lakini mimi najua tu.
Ongea kama uko
John Kamau, comment something about Toyota Porte.
Toyota Porte.
Yes.
Toyota Porte is a very, you know, Toyota Porte is a very, it's like a nice car. It's
yes.
very spacious.
Yes.
Kako na nika Pro Box basically matumbo.
Yes.
Kuja engine it has a CVT gearbox.
Yes.
So most parts on the Porte will be shared between the Vitz,
yes.
the Pro Box, the Fielder.
Mm.
So it's a very easy to maintain car.
Yes.
Yeah. Alafu Christopher amesema hawako Mulot.
Yes.
Amesema wako Roysambu.
Wako Roysambu.
Eh, Roysambu nao tukipeleka mbugu usiku.
Hey. As we answer the questions, guys, remember... Super chat bado yuko pale.
Super chat. Super
na time pesa link mbugu ameyeka pale. Mnajua kufanya ile kitu. Mnajua hakuna faida ni waambie. Kwa sababu nikiwaambia nitawapiga ngumi ndoige.
Ndoige.
Sababu ya sungunyo ishamaliza.
Sungunyo ishamaliza kazi.
Ndoige ni ya kupigwa. Haya, tusonge mbele. Edwin Aludira anauliza, is it advisable to remove the thermostat? Deal with that question. I think this is the fifth or sixth time it
is. Is like the 30th time.
Yes.
Thermostat.
Yes.
Thermostat. Thermostat was put there for a reason.
Yeah.
But remember, sometimes you can remove the thermostat for first aid purposes.
Yes.
Sana sana hii huhappen kwa watu wanatumia maji kwa gari.
Kwa gari, kama coolant.
Kama coolant.
Yes.
So when the thermostat clogs ama inapata hiyo impurities,
mm-hmm.
sometimes it might stick closed.
Yes.
Actually, it would be a good thing if the thermostat was stuck open.
Yes.
But if it was stuck closed, it will make, itafanya gari anze kuoverheat.
Kuoverheat, that's true.
So, it is a good device, but in case uko huko mstuni gari imeanza kuoverheat, it is good kwanza utoe.
You allow it to flow.
You allow it to flow. Mm. The car can stay without the thermostat.
Yes.
Inaweza kaa. But pia, it is good to have it because, but in Kenya,
you can live
without it. In Kenya, you can live without it because you don't have winter months.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think thermostat, from my understanding, Okabi, thermostat iliyoko for this cold country so that the car retains the heat.
The heat, yes.
And becomes, you know, operational in the optimum temperature possible for efficiency.
Yes.
Lakini sasa huku si tuko tropicalized.
Tuko tropicalized. Yeah,
lakini kuna gari zingine usicheze na thermostat.
Especially
European cars.
Usicheze. Usicheze.
Cheza na JDM. Lakini kuna zingine don't try.
European wacheza kucheza.
Yeah, so it's not something we would recommend, but it doesn't mean that if you do... you get rid of them,
yes.
the car will suffer any serious damage. I don't think so.
Na kuna mtu anaitwa Jermaine Bubunga.
Yes.
Amecheza na 200 bob pale.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Ah, fantastic. Ni Jermaine ni... Sawa, Egesela, kama ni mbaba, acha tuendelee. Egesela, with a budget of 850, can I import a Mazda 2 or get a used Alien? 850, sahi kuna gari.
850, my friend.
Labda Mira.
Labda Mira Alto. So, hapa naona kama utacheza na Alien.
Hapa cheza na Alien local used.
Cheza na Alien local used.
Hapa usha sewa, brother. Alan Nicholas Mwangi, any word on Honda 1.5 liter vehicles in step wagon CRV or code CRV TC?
No, yes. The 1.5 liter, yes. there are new engines in Kenya,
yes.
Especially in the Honda lineup.
Yes.
The step wagon that is coming with the 1.5 liter,
yes,
is coming with the 1.5 liter turbo, the yeah, same engine on the Jade.
Wow.
On the Jade RS turbo.
That will be a very good step wagon to buy.
It will be a very good one.
My friend, it strikes the balance between performance and practicality.
And with Honda petrol engines, yes, it's very hard for you to go wrong.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Boniface Nyakundi anasema, can you recommend a Crown Athlete 2010 for a fast car owner?
If you don't mind fuel economy, it's take a perfect it car.
Yes. Jiru Joy, hi guys. What is your thought about the Subaru GH2 as a fast car locally used?
Subaru GH2, GH2 nika impreza ka hatchback. Mm. Kama kako na engine ya EL15.
Yes.
Wachana nayo. You know those Subarus with 1.5 liter, they are extremely lazy. They guzzle up fuel, but for the lady it might serve.
Yeah.
Alafu kama ni EL15, at some time lazima itakunywa oil. Yes. It'll burn excessive oil and you have to do an overhaul.
Yes.
So if you're buying an impreza, at least hizo, unless they are the GP series.
Yes.
Hii zimekuja sahi, the 1.6 liter.
Mm.
Hii zingine za EJ15, EL15.
Mm.
Chorea.
Kabisa. Steven Serem. Wacha tuanze kwanza na Edwin Owino.
Mm-hmm.
Edwin Owino anauliza, Sylphy versus Axio 2015, both for 1.5 million. What is your pick?
Iyo swali ni ngumu.
Iyo swali ni rais wa kabi. Wacha nikuambie kwa nini, brother. Amesema zote zinauzwa 1.5.
Yes.
I will take the Axio.
Hata mimi I'll take the Axio.
Kama Sylphy ingekuwa inauzwa 1.2,
ningechukua Sylphy. Lakini
if both are going for 1.5,
take the Axio.
I'll take the Axio any day in time.
There is a lady here anaitwa Daisy Wakeo. Na ameuliza swali ya maana sana.
Yes.
Daisy Wakeo has just asked. Hi guys, would you recommend a Mazda CX-5 being sold for 1.45 million in Kiambu Road? Kama ni ya diesel,
We will not recommend.
Mm. Daisy, we will not recommend that one.
Yes. Kuna jamaa anaitwa Evans Mtuku amecheza pale na Super Chat. Fantastic guys.
Maridadi tena.
Leo fikisheni hii kitu hata 1,050. Nyinyi ni watu wagwa. Kila mtu akitoa 200 200.
Yes.
Wakabe hapa ananua project kaingine swafi. Tunaweka kwa channel next.
Kwa channel.
Alex Tanuya anauliza, hello Eric and team, you did a video on vehicles under 350k. For an enthusiast, which is better deal for power, style and cost of maintenance between the Subaru Legacy 1998, Corolla 100 and the Peugeot 406.
Hapo, I will go for the Corolla 100.
Yes.
Okay, for an enthusiast, the Corolla 100 might not make much sense.
Yes.
It's the 100 was made for being reliable,
yes,
and for getting you from point A to point B.
Yes.
The 98 Legacy, that one, it's a bit thirsty, but it's a fun car to drive. It's also, yes, very spacious, especially if you get the wagon.
Yes.
The Peugeot 406,
yes,
it might be a pain to maintain sometimes. Yeah. You might not get most of the parts available,
right,
but so it will, the for the enthusiast the Legacy will do,
yes,
but if you want economy, kama unataka gari haita kuumiza, get the 100. You can never go wrong with a Toyota 100.
Confirm this statement on Wednesday at 8 p.m.
at 8 p.m.
pale jioni, kama umetulia nyumbani hauna pressure, sisi tunakupatia video. Mbugu anafanya ile kitu. Monica Kamau
anasemaje,
anauliza swali safi sana. Hi guys, how is Subaru Impreza the 1600cc for the first time car owner?
No, the 1600cc is the GP series.
Yes.
That should be the GP2.
Mm.
GP2 is a very good car for a first time car owner.
Yes.
Yeah, so Monica, feel free to buy that car.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Onesmus Musioki anauliza, Mazda Axela versus Toyota Alien in terms of fuel economy and maintenance.
Yeah, okay. Axela ya mwaka gani? Because the Axela, those are two cars, only that the Alien is bigger.
Yes.
There are two cars that actually will have to be in very stiff competition with each other.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bugwa, Edwin Owino anauliza M-Pesa link iko wapi?
Weka hiyo tiny pesa link hapo bana.
Watu wako na 1,200 hapo, wanataka kupatia conversologist na wewe unachelewa. weka link ya Time Pesa pale.
Dennis Kiplagat anasema,
yes, yes,
kwa ile Conversations Road, do a review of the Toyota Corolla DX. So the Corolla DX, kwa ile review tunaweka 8 PM,
yes,
tumesema the differences between the DX and the 200 and the 100 sedan.
Yes.
Actually the difference is very small. Unajua DX inakuanga wagon.
Yeah.
It was the predecessor to the Probox.
Yeah.
Na tofauti yake na hii 100 iko hapo,
mm-hmm,
ni ati DX iko na solid beam na leaf spring nyuma.
Uh-huh.
Ingine 100 iko na independent suspension, uh-huh, with coils nyuma.
Awesome stuff.
Yeah, so basically they are two birds of the same feather.
Gift Kilonzo anauliza, Ibra, bado kuna merchandise? Now, this is another issue I want to address Wakabi. Kama wewe uko poa merchandise pale nje, you have a branding company, you want to partner for merchandise. Unfortunately, the guy was doing merchandise to us, for us, at some point we were not agreeing in principle.
Mm, and kama ali lambo uso na shetani kidogo.
So now we are looking for a partner in terms of merchandise. So you can reach out to us 0700088111 to ambie. We are looking for a guy who we can partner in terms of merchandise. Stickers, hoodies, t-shirts, kila kitu, basically anything that you guys will want to buy, we are looking for a guy we can partner. Na tutaki mtu wa kutusumbua, tutaka mtu mwata sava wa jamaa fiti.
Yeah.
Good price, good quality, and yeah, and we are free to get some samples to see. Sindio Okabi?
Kuna mtu anaitwa Evans, anasema,
yes,
hatuoni swali yake, but he's saying, for a person who wants to get the Subaru Levogue 1600cc, if you're buying a Levogue,
yes,
buy the 2-liter.
Yeah.
By the 2-liter. Na hii maneno tumesema sana kwa watu Monday Night Live, people don't listen.
They don't listen.
Yeah.
Wakabi, it's 15 minutes to 9. I want us to go to the second bit of this conversation. Kwanza wewe jamaa alikuwa anatumia conversation aliacha.
Sijui by the way. Mbugua huyo jamaa aliacha kutumia conversation.
Tutaki kutaja majina.
Tutaki kutaja majina. Ule jamaa ako na kipara kubwa.
Jamaa wa gospel.
Jamaa wa kanisa.
Wacha tusonge mbele.
Tusonge mbele.
So we have done with car importation.
Yes.
How am I losing my money Wakabi when I'm now buying locally? Either I'm buying from a dealer ama nanunua kutoka kwa watu binafsi. Tuanzie pale Mombasa tukiteremka Wakabi.
Pale Mombasani.
There are
two ways. Last time we talked about how cars sometimes do get stolen.
Yes.
But now there is another thing. Na hii bado tunasema kiherehere.
Yes.
There are these pages,
mm-hmm,
that people stumble upon on Facebook.
Yes.
And they you find that they are giving cars for very
very good
very
prices.
Good prices.
Very
unasikia Fielder 1.2 nini?
Wewe wanashukishanga paka 900.
Paka 9, exactly.
Ee bwana, na anaweka picha safi sana Fielder.
Alafu sasa, wewe juu unataka hata utaki rafiki yako aone.
Yes.
Unawapigia na kuambia, hii gari yale kuna msema kuja kuona.
Sai
na iko CFS, do this,
mm-hmm,
tupatie deposit, alafu we kuja. Ukienda unapigwa na butua.
Auendagi mahali, hata hata shika simu bado umeka deposit.
Yeah.
Actually, the red flag Wakabi, one red flag that I need to tell these guys to know. Anytime a car dealer, mwenye haujawahi work na ya mahona experience na ya, ama you've never verified where they are and what they do, tells you, hii gari iko CFS.
CFS ama iko port.
Na wana kutumianga picha za hiyo gari ya iko CFS.
Exactly.
Most of the time. Run.
The other thing,
yes,
people need to know, yes, and the guys are watching.
Yes.
Whenever a car is 200k, 300k
less
below the market price.
Definitely.
Kwani hao watu wanatengeneza magari zao?
That is a good observation Okapi. Kwani wanatoa gari zao wapi?
Exactly.
Ama wako na Japan yao na manufacture.
You see, but Kenyans do not want to ask themselves those questions.
No, Kenyans love cheap things.
And let me tell you, it once happened to me when we were going to Mombasa.
Yes.
I told you about it when, yeah, we were going to get the Subaru Forester.
Yes.
So I'm on a flight and the guy is seated behind me akaona t-shirt. So yeah, akaniambia, "Hey, Wakabi, how are you?" So this guy tells me a story,
mm-hmm,
that aliona, alisema ilikuwa, what was it? I think it was a Toyota Fielder.
Yes.
Amepata, it was 1.2M,
mm-hmm,
na asha alipa deposit.
Mm-hmm.
Sasa wameagree na huyo jamaa wapatane changamwe.
Yes.
Kwanza umetoa deposit ya pesa ngapi? Niambia 1300.
Hey.
Tuko kwa flight. Sasa hiyo tuko 3000 feet.
Sasa hiyo ngumi ya ndege inafanya tizi.
Sasa hiyo mtu kazi. Sasa now the question, I was torn between niambie huyu mzee amekoniwa ama ningoje Unajua ni vizuri ya faint mahali tuko karibu na
ama butu alikuwa anamgoja akishuka.
Akishuka. So guys,
yes.
Let me tell you, whenever a car, the price is too good to be true.
Yes.
Run. Wachana nayo. Ama upige simu uanze kupewa pressure kuweka deposit.
No.
We did a video on that.
Yes.
If a buyer or if a seller or a dealer pressures you to put on a deposit on the car, wachana nayo. That's another red flag.
Gari si 12 kama disciples
of Jesus. They are not 12 like the disciples of Jesus in Nairobi. Magari ni mingi bana. Ati gari inauzwa. Mwambie sawa. Wacha iende. So, pressure, unless ni asset financing.
Yeah.
Na umepewa hiyo approval na bank.
Yes.
Do not succumb to pressure ya kuweka gari nini?
Deposit.
Deposit.
Hapo kwa deposit hapo, hapo kwa deposit hapo. Umeenda umeona gari, umeconfirm gari iko, isa soko kwa dealer, amekuambia wekea gari deposit kwa sababu kuna mtu anakuja kununua ukitoka hapa. Unaweka deposit ya 50, alafu unapigia conversations wa kuja wafanye pre-purchase inspection. Kufika huko wanakutana na gari ni kuni.
Yes, exactly.
Wanakuambia the car is not worthy the money you're going to spend on it.
It has happened before.
Yes, so many times.
So many times. Sana sana ladies.
Yes.
Why do ladies fall for this? So after umeenda pale umeambiwa uweke deposit ya 50,000. Umelipa 50,000.
Yes.
Then after umesema hii gari ni mbaya sai kuinunua, they start telling you that they cannot
refund.
Refund. Ati unaanza kuambiwa refund policy ni 60 days.
Yes.
Mnaanza kusumbuana and eventually you end up losing that money. So whenever a dealer pressures you to put up a deposit on the car, tell them Wakabi said no.
Yes. Ama dila kikuambia, ukiambia, wacha nipigie kina Wakabi wakuja wafanya pre-purchase. Dila nakuambia, watu, watu si wazuri. Kimbia,
kimbia.
Murife.
Murife run.
Because I can say this without fear of contradiction. That we are currently, I do not know of any other. But as I know now, we are the only team that does pre-purchase inspection without being compromised.
Without compromise.
Whether you have a million for cars, ama we ni billionaire unauza magari, when we come to do a pre-purchase inspection, we will give our clients 100% legit information. Yeah, kitaka kununua gari kama ni kuni, you make that decision. You understand? So, ukiambiwa pia watoto, usia, hii gari iko sawa.
Ah, pana. Hii gari ndio umetoka
nayo juzi Kisumu, hii gari unaviona hiyo.
Umetoka nayo Kisumu. Unajua labda imetoka Kisumu ndogo hapa ndani. Unajui?
So now we've talked about that one is one way. So there are scammers there in Mombasa or Nairobi, wherever. They will put up, you know, a fake Facebook page and scam you of your hard and money. Now nafikiri the big reason, Wakabi, that you've raised that makes these people get scammed or lose their money is what we analyze and come down to as greed.
Greed, like kimbele mbele.
You think the deal is too good. You've been saving your money. You have 600,000. Finally, you found a Frida that is being sold for 650,000 and is a 2013. You think it's a good deal. Unakimbia we mwenyewe. Unapanda mbukinya kwanza. Unajiumiza kabisa.
Unajiumiza. Kuna ingine itangu wa Mesina.
Unakimbia pale Mombasa. Unakutana na Abdi Muhammad Kilonzo. Amekufanyere kitu. Amekupiga ngumi na ya sungunyo.
Ya sungunyo.
Uko down. You cannot recover from that. Let's talk about value, Wakabi. How am I losing my money when I buy a car that is below the value that it deserves?
Look at it this way.
Yes.
So today I go buy a Mitsubishi GDI.
Yes.
Pajero Ayo.
Mm-hmm.
For 600,000.
Hey.
Alafu hiyo gari utoke nao showroom ikupige sungunyo ndoige
kila kitu.
So you start spending absurd amounts of money on the car.
Yes. That one is correct. And I think there's something that you mentioned when you were chatting before this live, where you mentioned that buying a locally used car right now, it's an extreme sport
that
these guys do not know. Wacha ni kuambi, there's nothing challenging to us, hata sisi, as we sit here, as you guys requesting us to source for you a local used car.
Hey.
I love you. Tuseme mtu wataka a local used car. Create a scenario that we go through to just find a repeatable car that you can even present to a client?
Let me tell these guys one thing.
Yes.
Number one, the first thing can be kuna gari, what do? You ask for photos.
Yes.
Wacha nikuambie watu huku nje wanapiga picha filter.
Ai.
Ah!
Kuna photographer extraordinary huku nje.
Ninyi mjaona. Wanapiga gari filter.
Kwanza wakuuza magari. Hey. Kari yao ya pili kama siwa uzaji gari wangekuwa wapiga picha.
Ama makeup artists.
Ah, sana.
So we see a car, it looks decent.
Yes.
Unaenda ground. And that is why we tell guys. Mm. Unajua kuna watu hawa, we tell we charge
2%.
2% mm. on sourcing.
Yes.
And you think sometimes hata inachoma by the
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Because you have to go see like 5-7 cars.
You're right.
Unapata kwenda pale unaona unapata gari kwanza hata unaipita. Unauliza nilikuwa nimewahi kuja kuona alion fulani hapa KCM.
Haiwezi kuwa hii.
Haiwezi kuwa hii. It can be this one.
Alafu mwenyewe anakuja ana drive the nail home. Sema haa, wewe ndio ule Eric kulikume nipigie. Unataka kuona Arion niendoi?
Yei.
Ah.
Unapata.
Hii nishaona, wacha tu niende.
Unapata hila kitu yaitangu wa filler double.
Yei.
Yani gari badala, ikigonga gari ingine badala ya kupata
yes.
dent.
Yes.
Inavunjika kama kikombe.
You are right.
Ama unapata gari, it has accident history.
Mechanically iko off.
Mechanically iko off. There is a time we went to do a pre-purchase inspection with Ibrahim.
Yes.
Somewhere along Gong Road.
Yeah.
Subaru Legacy.
Mm-hmm.
So gari ni safi ajab.
Yes.
But wada tugurumishe gari.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, I mean, nasikia kaharufu funny. Na hiyo dealer pale,
yes.
amepark gari design. Design hiyo gari hawezi toka hapo.
Definitely.
Naambia Ibrahim upiga hii gari reverse.
Eh.
Dila anaanza kusema unajua hatuna funguo ya ile gari.
Ni ile Subaru ya pale
ile
chini.
Ile Subaru ya pale chini.
Ah, ilikuwa imenyesha ile. Ah.
Gari. Dila anasema hapana, unajua hizi hatuna funguo ile inahitaji kujamsa. Naambia no.
We are not in a hurry.
We are not in a hurry. Endea funguo ama tusukume.
Yes.
Ah, gari ilikuwa inamwaga na nilinietronic CVT,
yes.
Subaru Legacy, mm. BR9,
mm.
inamwaga CVTF.
Hey, ile ilikuwa
chap, chap. Hey, that one.
Ah.
Ay. So, locally used cars, when it's you get a clean one.
Yes.
So, whenever you're looking for a locally used car, tafadhali, be patient.
Be patient. I think there are guys who just call up and make rational decisions about a local used car. A local used car is not a car you look for in a hurry.
Exactly.
And that is one sure way of you losing your money. Because if you buy a car that is not... Tuongeju kama gari kama Mercedes. We've talked about it being ABC, you know, the service cycles of Mercedes. So ukinunua Mercedes Benz yenye imeshao maliza sasa. Iko na 140,000 kilometers on the odometer. Sindio? Ishaanza, inatafuta suspension overhaul.
Yes. Inatafuta engine.
Alafu kutana na ile CLS. Iko na?
Yeah.
Alafu imeua suspension. Imefika mahali pa unataka kufanya overhaul suspension. Inataka major service ya seals kila mahali. Ulisema at service ya gearbox ya Mercedes inataka lita ngapi ya CC?
Inataka lita 8.
Hiyo ATF I mean lita 8. Na lita 1 inauzwa hela ngapi?
2000.
500. So kama imefika hapo and then there is this service kit that you need for the, you know, the gearboxes of Mercedes. So that is an example. If I was a smart guy selling a Mercedes, I'll sell you when I know it's close to that.
Exactly.
But if you buy it, then you're the one who is buying
the problem.
The problem. You understand? So you're spending, let's say kama tusuko na gari mbili, tuseme ka W203 tusiende juu sana. Kagine kanauzwa 800 ni kasafi. Somebody has gone through the major service. Eh? Alafu kuna wengine kanauzwa 700. Ako mtu hajaguza chochote.
Hajaguza anything.
Lakini unaona ni better you save the 100k, you buy the 700 one and if you go the 800 one. Not knowing that the 700 one, you're going to spend 300K to put it back into shape.
So it has imamia mita.
It has imamia mita. The 800 one, you need to spend 20, 30 just to clean it up. You understand? So those are the kind of things that we go through and try to accomplish when we are sourcing a car for these guys.
And that reminds me of, there was a Mercedes-Benz W204 we went for, tulienda pre-purchase inspection huko, kuliko kwenye ni Spring Valley.
Yes. Yeah, no, that it was that W204.
W204.
Yes.
My friend.
Yes.
Gari imefika service inataka kila kitu.
Talk about anything. Seals, gearbox,
suspension, hakuna.
ilikuwa I've never tires. Seen atakataka Mercedes Benz like that one.
And mahali huyo jamaa mwenye anauza, he's a very rich fellow.
Yeah, very rich fellow.
So I think alifanya hesabu akaona, hey,
mimi ninunue hizi vitu.
Hapana.
In fact, the story that we were told is he bought another car.
He bought
so he was selling off this one at a very good price. Na kuna mtu karibu aoge hiyo maji.
Kuna mtu karibu aoge.
Kama hangetuvutia simu angeyavua na aoge.
Angeoga yes. Asubuhi mapema.
Definitely.
Yes.
Let's talk about something else, Wakabi. So we talked about value. I think we are pretty almost on time. Leo nataka tukue very timely. We don't want to go exceedingly beyond the time.
Yeah.
Bugwa, you can check out who is at the door.
Na mwambie ngumi ya sungunyo inafanya kazi.
Tuchukua maswali nafikiri.
Yes, let's see.
As we wind up.
Yeah.
I think next time we are going to talk about the value experience now of you having already bought the car. The service, the mechanics, the maintenance, the parts.
Exactly.
How are you losing your money?
There are also guys who are scamming people on parts.
Yes,
on Facebook. On parts. But sana sana Facebook. But definitely. We are going to talk about that later on the next episode.
Yes. So hii itakuwa na part 2 series. So next Monday, we are doing a part 2 of this.
Of how you're getting scammed off parts.
Definitely, Wakabi.
Monica Muridi.
Yes.
Monica Muridi anasema, I did not know about the pre-purchase inspection. How do I get this service? So Monica Muridi, you simply give us a call.
Yes.
The number is on the description pale.
Yes.
And also the number, it's a very simple number, 0700
088-111.
Yes. And you call from 8 to 5. Yes. From 8 a.m. Now, Ibrahim, what watch it a BMI?
Wanatupigia usiku sana.
People, you know, you make, sometimes you're also human, we need to rest.
Yes.
Tunahitaji kupumzika.
Mtavunja maboma.
Mtavunja maboma bana. Mtavunja maboma.
Mtavunja maboma. So, I think that is it, Wakabi. Call us on that. We charge 5,000 for cars within Nairobi. Trust me, kuna wengine watupigia wanasema bwana siwezi negotiate. No, it's standard fee. I think the value that you gain from the 5,000. And you see, hii pre-purchase inspection wambio Kabi, we don't send people most of the time.
Yes.
We actually come there ourselves.
Sisi wenyewe.
So ukitwita pre-purchase inspection, you'll see Wakabi and me. So we can only probably handle 3 or 4 maximum pre-purchase inspections in a day. And we make sure that the people who have hired us, or who have requested to do that duty for them, they get what we call value for money. 100%.
By the way, kuna jamaa anaitwa Ngatia.
Yes, yes.
Ngatia anasema, you inspected a Honda CRV on Ngong Road, yes, the KCQ.
Yes.
Do you think the gearbox issue ya kujack was a big issue?
Yes.
Sifai kuinunua.
Yes.
And hiyo ni ile gari likumiza kidole.
Ah.
We were doing the pre-purchase. And I think I told Ed something. Mm. Nikamuambia, that gearbox yes, needed, clearly,
yes,
it needed servicing because there was even some whining bearings huko ndani.
Yes.
And I remember I told him one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whether to buy or whether not to buy that car depends on cost
of repair or the service.
Na tukamwambia,
we work with the extreme.
The extreme, the worst case scenario.
Yes. So the worst case scenario ni gearbox ni mbaya.
Ni bomb.
So kama hiyo gari naweza uzwa less 60 or 70,000.
It would be a good buy because it was a very clean CRV.
That is true.
Yeah, but and I remember nilimwambia vizuri sana, the cost is what determines whether or not
it's a good buy.
Yes.
Definitely.
Because the issue would be as little as servicing the gearbox.
Yes, or as worse as
replacing a gearbox.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very fantastic. Kuna pale kitu naitwa super chat. Naona jamaa anaitwa Eliam Properties Limited anajua kuitumia na anawahimiza nyinyi wengine mjaribu kuitumia, maana yake iko connected kwa Mpesa yako.
Exactly.
Mpesa Express, you click on it, it takes you direct to your Mpesa and you do that thing. Kuna jamaa anaita Sipitali Sishukane. Hey, touch on getting locally used car from car bazaars kama ile yenye iko Jamhuri Grounds.
Getting locally used cars. Number one, let me tell you something. Locally used cars, they are not the cars that you just buy blindly.
Yeah.
You need to inspect them thoroughly.
Yes.
You need to inspect them thoroughly. So, whether you're getting them from bazaar or from a showroom, tafadhali, get an expert. And don't just get any roadside mechanic. Because they are... Weuna kumbuka Ibrahim, kuna gari tulienda pre-purchase.
Yes.
Na to be given an opinion.
Yeah.
Mwenyewe akaenda katafuta mechanic mwingine because she really wanted the car.
Yes.
Mechanic akuja akaambia dealer ako job.
Exactly.
Akajengwa 10,000.
Akapitisha gari.
Akapitisha gari.
In fact, that is one way you had forgotten to talk about, Wakabi. Talk about it. there are two types of people you can hire for a pre-purchase inspection.
Yes, you can.
There is people like Conversations. Professionals. I know the other guys who are out there who have zero interest whatsoever in how you're going to live with that car or you're going to buy that car. For them, they're there to make sure that you make the right decision.
Exactly.
And then there's your mechanic. Why is your mechanic a vested interest in this deal?
Your mechanic is a vested interest because lazima angalia atakuwa na kula wapi.
Definitely. Ni kama kuna kuongea na mtu anatengenezanga majeneza.
Mwambie
wewe ni mgonjwa.
Wewe ni mgonjwa.
Eh, unafikiri nataka upone? I hear there was a guy who was masquerading. Is it Eldoret? Alikuwa anaenda aking'oa drip za maji kwa wards so that watu wa KO auzie pale nje majeneza. Kibao busy ilikuwa down. Anataka kulipa school fees January. Akaamua kazi yake itakuwa na sneak into hospital jioni. Anatembea nikaenda kuona mgonjwa anang'oa, anang'oa zile madini. Anasema na bembea. Solve it.
Ebu kidogo. Yes, Lydia anauliza, use the M-Pesa link that is pinned but sioni post hapa. Oh, that is Tiny Pesa.
Yes, that's Tiny Pesa.
That is Tiny Pesa. That one reflects on email.
Yes.
But maybe that one will... where is... Okay, we'll check on that, Lydia. Asante sana, Lydia. Dion Wambo anasema touch on Pujo 208. Tuliambiwa na say Pujo 208 zimeanza kuibiwa side mirror.
Yes.
The car has become very popular.
Yes, Kenyans are at it again.
But 208 si gari mbaya. Yes. Only that, you know, maintaining it, you have to step up the pocket kidogo tu.
Yes.
And then you have to, if it's between 2012 all the way to 2016, you have to get used to the jacking gearbox.
Yes.
But from 2017, they replaced the gearbox from a robotized automatic to a conventional automatic.
Which is fantastic.
Which is fantastic.
It solved the problem of jacking.
Yes.
Louis de Mlumba anasema, not a question but a comment. Very few people in Kenya sell good cars. That is true.
Yes.
When a car is on sale, in most cases, it's going to be a red flag. In most cases.
Yes.
Kuna watu wanauza gari kwa sababu ni biashara, lakini kuna watu wanauza gari kwa sababu imewakalia.
Imewakalia.
Sana sana ukikutana na a locally used Mazda CX-5
diesel.
All CX-3 diesel locally used. Lazima kuna kitu huyo mtu anakimbia.
In fact, let me give them the list of cars that you should not buy locally used.
Yes.
Number one, Mazda CX-5 diesel. Mazda Atenza diesel.
Run.
Mazda CX-3 diesel. VW Passat CC. VW Passat. VW Golf variant. Which other one? Audi A3.
Yeah.
Audi Q3.
Yeah.
Audi Q5.
Yes.
VW Touareg.
Mercedes-Benz CDI.
Mercedes-Benz CDI.
Whatever it is, 2 or 3.
Volvo S60.
Yeah.
Volvo V40.
Yeah. Hizo gari ni mingi.
Hizo gari...
Nafikiri tutakaa siku moja tucompile list.
Locally
used.
That you should avoid.
Locally used.
Yes.
Unless you know the owner. Like me, I can buy my Volvo from Waka because I know what Wakabi does to it.
Exactly.
Unless you know the owner and you know the history of that car, then you are not allowed. You are forbidden from the conversologists themselves to even touch that car unless you are willing to lose your money.
Kabisa.
Si tutawambia venye mambo iko.
We know, for us, we don't sugarcoat, we don't hide.
Atutaki kuadanganya. Peter Brand Mima amecheza pale na 300. Help me ya Coolant ya Pote.
Coolant ya Pote.
You help me. Yeah, he called in.
Oh, nice, Peter.
Which type of coolant is to buy for Pote. Na tukampiga yo swali. Jackson Gatitu, kuna Tiny Pesa na kuna Super Chat. Frank Kisao. Hello, Ibrahim Wakabi. Nice work you guys are doing. Thank you. What's your take on restoring an accident car, especially low-budget ones, kama Toyotas? Is it advisable to repair ama to restore?
Gari za salvage, ndizo wanauliza.
Gari za salvage.
Gari ya salvage, it might be a very good deal or a very bad deal.
Yes.
Always study the extent of damage with an expert.
Yeah.
Sabu kuna, there is also damage that affects or compromises the structural integrity of the vehicle.
Yes.
So meaning even after fixing, the vehicle is going to be unsafe for you and your family.
Yeah.
So that is why you need an expert to come and inspect that car.
There's one thing you need to add that, Wakabi. when the car is past an extreme stage car imeandikwa write off, squeeze inasikia inaendanga huko juu
inapelekwa inakuwa, in fact they put them, so you can't, you might not insure that car
or transfer it.
Yeah. If it's, you know what the ideal process, you remember we gave guys unafaa upeleke gari kwa chief mechanical engineer.
Yes.
It's a process.
Yeah.
But most insurance companies wamekuwa janja.
Yes.
Ikigongo wanakuambia don't transfer.
Yes.
Eh.
That is true.
So when do you transfer your ulemse watauzia?
Mm.
So you have to be very careful with insurance salvages.
Ah, nice. Good stuff. I know my team anasema local used cars in short project cars. Nunua gari 300, jipange na 200 ya kutengeneza. That is the
most likely
better way to put it.
The project car.
Yeah, it's a project.
Yeah, it's a project car.
A local used a project car.
But kuna watu wanaangukia unapata gari buy and drive.
Definitely.
They are there. We cannot also downplay those ones.
Yes. Yeah. Abdurazak Sejemba is a guy from Uganda. Hi, Wakabe Ibrahim. Yesterday, I shipped an Outback 2015 with B4 as my first car. Is it worth of value for money?
Abdurazak, you cannot go wrong with that Outback.
Outback, fantastic. We just need to know how much you're spending.
How much you spent on it.
But
yeah,
if it's going to land here for anything around 3 mic, that's a fantastic deal.
Daniel Kiprono, by the way, Just Gaming, asanti sana for the 100 bob on Super
Just
Chat.
Just Gaming ameka mara mbili, ameka 200 pale juu na keka 100 pale juu. These are the guys we need in 2023.
Daniel Kiprono amesema, touch a bit on Peugeot 308 local used.
Yes.
2011. Wait, Daniel, situmesema hiyo maneno hapa.
Yeah.
Daniel, hiyo gari sana sana napata inauzwa juu. Kuna kapat kamekosa.
Yes. Mm. Peter Bran Mima.
Anasema nini,
how
Peter?
Is pre-purchase for imported cars done?
Kawaida tu.
Yes.
Just normal.
Whether it's imported, whether it's locally used.
Pre-purchase.
We've told you about a story of cars that come here and had
as Yezi Songa, yeah.
Me and you know of a Sienta that we sourced for a client. Na ilikuwa haina shock.
Shocks ilikuwa zimeisha.
Na ilikuwa zinatolewa kutoka Mombasa, jamaa kapiga pothole.
Akapiga pothole, bana.
So you never know what has happened to these cars on their way to Nairobi or wherever you're buying it from. So definitely, you have to make sure that everything is set and gives you value for money. So pre-purchase and pre-purchase. Exactly. Mechanically, diagnosis, definitely everything, we check it out.
So naona pale Masai imefika?
Yes, Masai imefika. Sejemba anasema alinua hiyo gari at $9,233.
Unajua nilikuwa nafikiria ni
CIF Mombasa.
Nilikuwa nafikiria ni Ugandan dollars.
No, that's a good deal.
That's a good deal.
I think at $9,233 atakilia na ngapi?
Just we need to know kama
$10,000.
We need to know kama anaenda Uganda. Kama anaenda Uganda.
Yeah,
if it's going to Uganda, the dynamics are very different.
Yeah. $9,233, that's a good deal.
$9,233 for 2015 CIF, that's a good deal. It's not a bad deal because duty ya Kenya,
yes,
it will spike that car up.
Kama ni Kenya,
ata spend around the same market price. Kama ni Uganda, he might spend lower, which is a very good deal.
Yes.
Yeah.
A nice one. Nice one, Okabi. Can we sign out today?
Yeah, let's sign out.
So let's remind these gentlemen that we have a new channel called Conversations
Row. Conversations Row. Ata nataka kuingia hapo. Nione kama watu wamesubscribe Conversations Row. Conversations Row ama ni mchezo tu. Unajua?
As you go then, kuna jamaa anaitwa Abel. He's asking a very fantastic question, Okabi. Saying, is going for a Japanese car under finance a better option for a first-time car owner compared to buying a locally used car without finance?
No, it depends.
Yes.
It depends with your pocket. It depends with your pocket, number one. Number two, your financial planning.
Yes.
Because asset finance, you know, remember we talked on Monday Night Live about buying cars you cannot afford.
Yes.
So if you can afford a clean local used, we are not saying that there are no local used cars that are clean that are available.
Yes.
Ziko mingi sana.
Yeah. Yeah. They require you to be patient.
They require you to be patient and very, very patient and usikuwe na haraka na kimbele mbele.
Yes.
Eh.
Hapo umeweka ndani kabisa. Is this something that you've talked about, what you call import finance?
Yes.
And we discussed, I think, in one of our Monday Night Live, where we were advising guys on how to make sane decisions while buying your car. Okay? And that's something that we have warmed up to, where you are telling a particular client, I remember, they have 1.7 mic.
Yes.
They want to buy a Subaru before, and you tell them, look, why don't you go for asset finance if you can afford it?
Yes.
Put in a deposit of 400, get the rest on finance, take the 1.3
and do something else.
With your money. You'll be paying like 40k
a month.
Get the 1.3, put into business, do something else important, save your money, open up a new business for mama, you know, do something. Badala ya kuchukua pesa yote,
weke kwa, you put
2 million weke cash
kwa gari. Yeah.
So I think if you can afford, I think that will be the perfect way of buying your car.
Business mindedness is very important when you're making, especially asset finance decisions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sign out, my brother. Sign out. It's going to a late night show. Nafikiri ikipita 9:10 saa hii tutakuwa tuna change itakuwa Monday night live, late night.
Itakuwa Monday late night. Yeah. So guys, tafadhali remember to subscribe to the new channel. It's called Conversations Raw.
Yeah.
The first very interesting video is dropping on Wednesday 8 p.m.
Yes.
That one is going to be a headline hitter.
Definitely.
We told you guys that we are changing the content game in Kenya.
Yeah.
Also, still continue subscribing to the Conversations main channel.
Yeah.
And remember, we offer services such as pre-purchase inspection, consultation, and also sourcing. Sana sana. Definitely. Sourcing. If you don't want the hassle of sourcing a car, just give us a call and we'll be able to take you through. Also, tunambianga watu, give us a call and also do an email.
A commitment email. And as Okabi has always said, we always charge 2% of the final value of the car that you're buying. That is for sourcing. And what does sourcing involve, Okabi? It means we go through a lot of cars to just find you the perfect car that will fit your needs. And then once we do that, we do a pre-purchase inspection of the car. And then we stay with you and guide you through the whole purchasing process from the point you pay the money to the transfer so that you have an awesome experience, ownership experience with your car. And away from that, these guys still get to consult even after buying the car.
Exactly.
Where do I service? Where do I get to buy parts at a good cost? So that is part of the package that comes with sourcing that people enjoy.
After sale service, very important.
Okabi. There are very nice things lined up for this week from Wednesday, on Thursday, and on Sunday this week.
Exactly.
I think to siyonge mengi, tuwacha wapigwe na ngumi ya sungunyo.
Sungunyo.
Kwanzia Wednesday kusonga mbele.
Bas. Yeah. Mlipuko kule Ukraine.
So can we call it a night?
Sawa.
I think I'll wish you guys a good night. Have a safe, awesome, fantastic week with your family.
And watoto wanarudi shule?
Yes, next week.
Next week.
Yeah.
Nasikia wazazi wanasema watoto wanakula sana.
Hey. My friend, it's an extreme sport.
Oya, tuende home.
We go home.
Let us go home. Over and out. Thank you guys for being part of Conversations Monday Night Live. You guys are family.
We appreciate you. And the numbers are growing.
The numbers are growing.
We were at 600. I hope we get to 1,000. 2,000, 3,000, 5,000, 10,000, because this is going to be an actual show. Ule jamaa alituambia ako na nyumba executive house.
Anaitwa huyu jamaa amesema ako Mulot, amesema ako Roysambu.
Ako Roysambu.
Anaitwa, na nimemwambia, huyu anasema Lamek Cheloti anasema I cannot see the other channel.
I think
Lamek
Cheloti has pinned the channel on the top.
There is the channel, enda tu search Conversations Raw.
Yes.
And also there is that link pale. Kwa description. Yeah, so you can see it there. Uyo jamaa wa nyumba anaitwa nani? Anaitwa Robert Sambu.
Yes,
Robert,
if you're around Ngong Road or around, you know, a place we can access, I think we are willing to come and do some stuff at your place. We have no problem or qualms with that.
Exactly.
So can we call it a night?
Let's call it a night.
Awesome, guys. We appreciate the energy. We appreciate the effort. Have a good night. See you on Wednesday.
See you on Wednesday and tupatane Monday hapa Conversations Live.
When we do the part 2
of
this show.
When we do the part 2 of this show.
Fantastic. Waluyo wanasemanga, it has been fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wakikuyu wanasema ni tokwaria.
In French.
In French.
Ah, awesome stuff. Awesome.